Obviously, we've known about the trip to Finland for a while, and it's been announced, but the dates are now set. Have you heard a lot from people back home here over the last few days?
None. I haven't received any texts or anything, but now it's official, so it's more exciting, and good to know the dates.
What do you think it's going to be like? Like, I know it's a ways away here yet, it's all the way into next year, but how much have you thought about, you know, bringing all your guys to your town?
I don't know if I'm going to do that, but I'm probably going to scope with Barkov, just the two of us. But I mean, it's nice for these guys too to see where me and Army and all the other Finnish guys are coming from. I love Finland. It's a beautiful country, and I think it's going to be an awesome experience for everybody in this room. And same thing with the Panthers.
Is there anything about the culture that you grew up in that you want somebody to experience? You get to experience this culture here. What about your culture in Finland? Do you want to try reindeer? What do you want them to do?
I don't know, man. Yeah, maybe. That's always a good option. But I mean, there's not many different things about the. I mean, there's always there's always, yeah, sauna's different. It's way hotter in Finland. But I think if I just got to say one thing, I would probably say the sauna.
What are the fans going to be like? I know you've talked about it before. The game is probably going to sell out pretty quickly. I mean, what do you think the atmosphere is going to be like?
It's going to be incredible for sure. All the places that we used to play in Finland, they're always loud, and there's a lot of people watching the games. And yeah, I mean, it's gonna sell out pretty quickly for sure. So it's not the biggest rink. But it's going to be loud for sure.
How many people are in there? You know what holds?
It's probably like 13,000, probably. Maybe a little bit more, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Some of the NHL guys who inspired you, what's it like to be that guy that people in your home country look up to, and for them to have a chance to see you and Joel play live in an NHL game?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had idols when I was younger, so it's always, like, for me now, it's nice to be somebody's idol, and somebody, if a little kid is looking up to me, I just try to be a good role model to the kids back home and all over the world. I'm honored to do that and try to do my job as well as I can.
There was a time early in the season where you had a quote where you said hockey was hard for you. Here you are again, 35 goal season, the production's up. Did that stretch kind of teach you anything? Did you learn anything about making adjustments in this league or yourself that you were able to kind of change?
Yeah, I mean, it's always when you feel like things are not going your way. It's always hard at the time, but you just gotta fight through it somehow. This is your job, so you gotta play well. You obviously can't play well every night, but you just have to battle through the hard times. And I think I did that pretty quickly, and now we're here again. And we as a team, and me with my line mates, I think we're on a pretty good roll right now, so just gotta keep doing that.
You said it surprises me that nobody got in touch with you since this announcement has been made. Does it surprise you?
Not really. I don't know, it wasn't a surprise for me, but I think I'm gonna receive maybe not many phone calls and texts, but maybe a couple before the game.
It's just people asking for tickets, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always like that.